When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Don't you guys do a turn the page segment
Wednesday? On Wednesday.
It's time to turn the page.
Turn the page Wednesday.
I don't know when I turn the page.
What we feel like is a great opportunity to turn the page.
We just haven't been able to, like, turn the page.
That's what you have to do. You got to turn the page.
I think now we all can move on.
Looking ahead to this week's opponent.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Because we need to know when to turn the page.
There I go.
Better believe it, we're an hour late, but that's because the game has moved back a day. No more buys in the NFL. Everyone's on the docket this week, including the Bears, who are going to conclude this week playing the Vikings on Monday Night Football.
It's the Vikings for the second time in just a couple of weeks, and you remember what happened last time, but this is going to be different. Why? It's on Monday night, and it's the third annual winter whiteout game for the Vikings. The all-white uniforms will be worn, and for the first time ever, the Vikings will use white helmets. The first ever not purple helmet in the history of the Minnesota Vikings.
Those
on Monday night.
Those white helmets look good.
So there you go. You got that to look forward to. The other thing you have to look forward to is a Vikings offense that's on fire. 347 yards for Sam Darnold, a career high. Sam Darnold was waving a towel as fans chanted MVP at the end of that game.
He's going to get votes.
Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison became the first players in franchise history to both have 100 receiving yards and two touchdowns in the same game.
NFC Offensive Player of the Week, by the way, Sam Darnold.
Tied,
put some respect on that man's name.
He's tied for third in the NFL with 28 touchdown passes. He's got almost 3,300 passing yards, a quarterback rating of 108.1. Dude's on fire. The offense is ninth in points, 11th in yards, 10th in third downs, 7th best in turnover margin. And the offensive architect, the head coach, Kevin O'Connell, sounds like a great leader, too, in postgame.
Hey, those two questions that I asked you guys last night that I know we always ask, Matt Daniels is always asking in the kicking game every single week. All right, what are those two questions again? I can't
Who
remember.
Are we, what are we about?
Who are we and what are we about? All right. I would say right there, all right, is what this team is capable of doing. All right, even when it's not perfect, even when sometimes things don't go your way, snap after snap, I never, ever, ever feel like you guys aren't going to kick through that brick wall and go find a way. And then when you have some of the performances we had, that I mentioned how special individual groups are on this team that collectively have come together the way you guys have. I mean, fellas, we got a chance to be a special, special football team. Championship football teams have characteristics that every now and again, all right, you got to lean into different phases of your team. Today, behind our quarterback, two receivers, the offensive line stepping up, our offense, it should look like that every week. It really should. And that's the standard that you guys just went out and set. Fellas, we've got a week coming up in the division.
Shut up.
Where we get an opportunity to go 1-0. We get an extra day.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we've got to continue to keep working.
Whatever.
We got to continue to keep grinding. Every single day has got to be the standard that you guys all admitted last night. lives in this team. It's ingrained in the fabric of this team.
Jesus.
Results, how great it is to see the success and joy. I already told you it's my why. But now you're going to feel what it's like to go chase it. Really chase it. Really chase what's something that a lot of us in this league don't get to chase. And we are right there. All right, but one day at a time for the rest of the way, and I promise you guys, you will look back on this as the most special team you've ever been a part of in your life. You're capable of it. Let's go to work. I love this team. 1-0 today, fellas.
What the hell, man? What the hell? But the thing is, though, Eberflus had a list. You know what I'm saying? Matt had a list. There were no lists involved in Kevin O'Connell's stirring postgame. Whatever.
If I tell you you could have him right now, what would you say?
I'm not, please, could have had him 3 years ago.
Hey, fellas, real quick, let's go to our list. Let's see how we did.
Ooh, let's go. I forget what player that is in the background going, ooh, let's go. All right, coach.
I believe that was Deontay Foreman.
Let's go to our list. Stirring stuff. Meanwhile, the Vikings defense is the fifth best in the NFL in scoring. They're second in rushing yards allowed, which is crazy. 29th in passing yards allowed, but second in rushing yards allowed. They made five additions around the draft that have helped them a lot. Jonathan Bullard, Jerry Tillery, Jalen Redmond among them. That's two veterans, one seventh round pick, one undrafted free agent, and one from the UFL. They have cohesion in the front office. A great story by Alec Lewis in The Athletic about an underrated theme in ascending NFL organizations, which is the amount of experience a front office has with the offensive and defensive schemes that are involved. He references Brett Veach knowing Steve Spagnuolo's style, Bill Polian knowing Tony Dungy's style, and now what they have in Minnesota, where that whole front office gets people to fit O'Connell and people to fit Flores. As another former GM told him, quote, discontinuity almost always ensures failure. That reminded me of the Bears.
Oh, by the way, if we go back to Darnold for a second, to just kind of give you what the league said about him, Darnold, 22 of 28, completed 79% of his passes, 347, right? No interceptions, 157.9 passer rating in that win.
Uh-huh.
Became the ninth quarterback in NFL history and first since Aaron Rodgers in October of 2019 with at least 325 passing yards, five touchdowns, a completion percentage of 75 or higher, and a passer rating of 155 or higher with no interceptions in the game. He hadn't won Player of the Week since Week 6 of 2019.
Yeah, he's on fire. And they'll make some big decisions about the quarterback spot, but that guy is going to get MVP votes. That defense, though, is playing really, really well. I gave you the numbers, and Brian Flores, who's on fire there as a defensive coordinator, is also, of course, rumored to be a candidate for the Bears' next head coaching job, a former college teammate of Ryan Poles. Here's Brian Flores talking about the concept of joy in everything he does as a coordinator.
You know, we talk about, look, you can't play this game at a high level unless you have peace. I think you get that from your preparation. And once you get that, you can have some joy playing this game. You put those together, that's how you play at your optimum level. We talk about it, and they're certainly having a good time out there, which I love seeing that. And you know, hopefully we can keep that going. You know, as you grow and evolve as a coach, you know, really any kind of facet of your, you know, whatever industry you're in, profession you're in, I think that's just, and I think for me personally, I think it's when I'm at my best, you know, there's a sense of peace that I have that comes through preparation, that comes through experience, that comes through your relationships. You know, when you're sitting there in a room with, on a team with, you know, 52 other guys who, you know, have your back and you have theirs. I mean, there's a sense of peace that comes with that. And I think, you know, if you're not having fun playing this game then, or coaching this game, you're never going to reach your optimum level. And I don't know. I don't see how that couldn't be the case.
That is a fascinating head coaching candidate who
Sure I want to give him to my young quarterback.
He's learned some lessons. Lessons.
That's what he says. But when you go back and listen to what Tua Tagovailoa had to say about Brian Flores,
I know.
I'm not sure that I want to just turn Caleb over to Brian Flores.
Here's Brian Flores talking about what Caleb Williams showed the Vikings the last time they matched up, when Caleb was Superman in the fourth quarter up until he took a bad sack in overtime. Here's Flores.
He's very fast. That's what we all learned. Obviously, he's very, you know, he's a dynamic player. They got a lot of playmakers there, you know, between Odunze and DJ and Keenan and Swift, Komet. They got a good O-line. They got a lot of good players there. But he is, his ability to, you know, the off-script plays, the, you know, the just the quarterback mobility is a real thing. I think we all kind of felt that. You know, anyone who watched the game, and obviously anyone who played in the game on our side, felt that. Tough guy to tackle, tough guy to get down. He's got kind of an innate feel for pressure in the pocket and how to avoid or evade it. And he's fast. Again, it's a major, major challenge for us. Got to do a good job of trying to keep him in the pocket. It's going to be a total team, you know, defensive effort. I was very impressed.
Take note, Bears fans. We will be using Turn the Page to not just look at the game, but Caleb Williams' development and possible future head coaching options, as you are thinking about those as well.
Did you eliminate him from being a head coaching candidate when he said the Bears' offensive line was good?
No, I took that as the classic. It's got a little Lou Holtz in him.
Okay,
right there.
I was just curious because you know
I didn't take it seriously. But I understand the question. Any win by the Vikings or any loss by the Rams between now and the end of the season will put Minnesota into the postseason.
Well, I don't get they bring the head cold,
but they're counting down 7-6-5.
They're going to make the playoffs for the second time in Kevin O'Connell's 3 years.
And what's his quarterback situation been like up there?
It's been weird, man.
It's not been great.
I mean, he had Cousins. Now Cousins has 15 interceptions after having two more of them against the Vikings.
Seems like they might have been right on time with saying, you know what we shouldn't do? Give $100 million to a quarterback.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tore his Achilles.
And they might do. They might make a similar financial decision with Darnold.
It's funny how that should probably eliminate you from giving $100 million to a quarterback with a torn Achilles. But it seems to be a thing in the NFL where you just give $100 million to a quarterback with a torn Achilles.
Just hand over the franchise, Jets. It's clearly working. More losses for Aaron Rodgers than Zach Wilson. But there are the Vikings as we turn the page. Now we look to the north.
Boy, do we have a game of the year candidate for you inside the division.
Possible Super Bowl pre-match here.
There it is, Speaks. Sunday at 3:25, the Bills are going to take on the Lions, the 12-1 Lions taking on the 10-3 Bills. And you're right, it could be a preview of two teams that could find themselves in the Super Bowl. And seeing this matchup makes all of us giddy because you go, man, we get to see perhaps the MVP and looking like the rootin' is tootin' is toughest hombre in the league go up against the best team in the NFL. Here's what Dan Campbell had to say about that matchup.
We are in playoff football in a sense. And, you know, I know that we got in, but this is about more than that. You know, we've given ourselves an opportunity postseason, which is great, man. It's all you need. And so we've got that. But man, anytime you play, you know, the best of the best competition, you can't help but get better. And whatever it takes to win those games, you learn how to win those games. You learn a new way to win. Like we had to grind some things out the other day, you know. We had to win that game without our run game really being effective at all for the most part. That's huge. That meant our pass protection had to be on point. Goff was outstanding. The receivers, tight ends, the backs, you know, protection. I mean, David and Gibbs having to mount up in there. We got a lot of A-gap pressure, and those guys were, you know, that's not an easy way to live if you're, you know, you're the runners. So so that serves you well. Like, I think so. The competition is great. You know, there again, Green Bay, and then we got Buffalo this week. We got more coming down the wire. So these serve you well, I believe.
Well, it should, considering that last week kind of felt like a playoff game, too. Detroit and Green Bay on Thursday night was everything we had hoped it would be, including Dan Campbell doing Dan Campbell stuff and going for it. And did you see that now that the mic'd up came out this week, he was planning on that fourth down where they went for it and made it to kick the field goal. Goff came over to the sideline and was like, I really want to go for it. Campbell was like, screw it. Go back out there.
Oh, man.
We're going for it.
That's exactly why that's what you dream of, that the aggressive mindset from the top down gets into the quarterback, and then you let it reflect back. Wow, that's amazing.
They didn't send the field goal unit on the field and then take him off the field without telling anyone about it?
And then have Goff have to, like, hustle blindly for the last 15 seconds and nearly take a penalty?
Nope.
Have your special teams coordinator be like, oh, they didn't tell us.
We didn't know what was going on over there.
Have the special teams coordinator claim accountability, but it wasn't really even his fault necessarily?
Not really his fault, although your team should be prepared. Let's not completely let him off the hook.
God, the NFL.
Let him off the hook.
The NFL would be so much cooler if the Bears weren't in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these games, all this cool stuff.
Don't worry, Speegs. In about 4 weeks, they won't be. But the rest of the teams in the NFC North will be in all of this, including Green Bay. Green Bay has a playoff-like matchup this week, too. They are taking on the Seattle Seahawks.
Damn. Yeah. Some good games, man. Rams, yeah. Niners on Thursday night, and Seahawks Packers for NFC wild card positioning, possibly.
Yeah, man. And it's another island game for Matt LaFleur. Cram it up your cram hole, LaFleur, and the Packers.
We're looking no further than what we have in front of us. Obviously, a team, I think they've won, what, 4 in a row. Going to Seattle is always a chore. I mean, that is a tough place to play. I think they got a lot of talented players. I think Mike's done a great job of just, you know, they're playing good football and really in every phase. So it's gonna be a great challenge for us.
Seattle has been fantastic the last few weeks. They are now sitting on top of the NFC West. It's still crowded, though.
Oh, yes.
Seattle 8-5, Rams 7-6. That was a huge win for the Rams last week.
Uh-huh.
Arizona 6-7, and the 49ers still in last place at 6-7 after the ass-kicking that they gave the Bears.
But the Niners, if the Niners run the table, they can still win the division.
They sure can.
So, I mean, that whole thing is,
David Eckstein.
Is interesting and up for grabs.
David Eckstein's in on it, too, I think.
For no reason.
Going to kick your ass at 7-10?
Now, here's the crazy part about that game last week between the Packers and the Lions. And you kind of looked at me a little bit weird when I said it on Friday.
Yeah, it wasn't just about that. I just, in general, I look at you weird.
I get it. I'm weird looking. Jordan Love's numbers don't look great from that game.
Yeah, 12 for 20.
The volume doesn't look great.
Uh-huh.
His passer rating was 111.7. He played the smartest game of football I have ever seen him play. And that's scary.
Yeah, so really good decisions left and right.
And some of it they took out of his hands. Some of it was we're going to run the ball with Josh Jacobs. But he also came up with two huge runs in that game. And this version of Jordan Love can make the Packers unstoppable. The question is, can they chase him into being the Favre version of Jordan Love? Yeah. What's wrong?
I'm counting three potentially unstoppable teams in the same division.
Yeah, there's going to be...
And none of them are the Bears.
So Spiegs, look, there's going to be at least two guys getting MVP votes. Neither one of them are going to win it, but they're going to get votes. All three coaches are going to get votes for Coach of the Year this year. I think Kevin O'Connell should win it, by the way. That's where I stand on that.
Mm-hmm.
I get the Mike Tomlin thing. That makes sense. I'm not mad if you vote for Mike Tomlin. What Kevin O'Connell has done in Minnesota this year.
With Darnold,
and with that, the whole, like, they
a patchwork
quit.
Defense. It was supposed to be a rebuilding year, and they've done this. I think you're right. I think Kevin O'Connell is that dude. That's the North. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
So Lawrence, there's two great games. I mean, there's a lot, but Bills-Lions, like you talked about, and then Steelers-Eagles is a really good and interesting game. And
Mike Tomlin calls it the Pennsylvania State Championship game.
Oh, that's tremendous. I saw this from Michael
David
Smith.
You know, none of your businesses, respectfully.
That didn't feel respectful, I'm going to say.
Usually when they have to put that on the end, it's not.
It's like that being said.
Shut your ass up. Yeah.
I love that drop.
You know, none of your businesses, respectfully.
Doesn't feel respectful.
Plural.
Yeah.
None of your businesses.
That's all of us. The last time the NFL had two different games matching up teams with double-digit wins in week 15 or earlier, like these two games, Bills-Lions and Steelers-Eagles, the last time this happened was 1985. It's the last time you had... that.
You know what that means. Bears going to the Super Bowl.
13-1 Chicago Bears beat the 10-4 New York Jets that day. And the 10-4 Dolphins beat the 10-4 Patriots. So there was your Super Bowl matchup right there. Dolphins and Bears both in action the last time we had two games like this.
So, Speaks, you're right. If you look at the calendar, I mean, there are some dogs on this list, too. But the week starts with Rams 49ers.
That's the second straight Thursday night must watch game. That's pretty amazing.
But then there are some dog games in here, like the fact that the Chiefs are going to play the Browns, the Cowboys and the Panthers are going to play.
Oh my God.
The Jets and the Jaguars are going to play.
No, thank you.
The Ravens get a bye week because they get the Giants, and they do need a win. The Ravens need a win. The Bengals are playing the Titans this week. But then there's some sneaky good games in here, too. Buccaneers-Chargers, yeah, Sunday afternoon.
That's an important game.
Colts-Broncos, an important game. The Pennsylvania State Championship game, for sure. And then the Bears and the Vikings. There's two Monday night games, by the way. We're back in the two Monday night game formation.
Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah, Falcons-Raiders is the late Monday night game.
That's a skip.
Yeah, not interested in any of those
things. You could be listening to Bears Post right here at that point. And by the way, Bears pregame on Monday is going to be right here on this show. From 5 o'clock until 6:15, Pat Manley and Olin Krutz are going to join us, Lawrence Holmes, right here on The Score. And that is your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score, presented by Aurelio's. Olin and Pat with us, Spiegel and Holmes, to get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, Olin, Pat, and Layla Rahimi Outstanding. We'll have instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing. All of it can be heard on The Score and in the Odyssey app.
We should talk more about the North because we were thinking about this. And you, the question that we're going to ask you when we come back seemingly has an easy answer.
I thought it did for me.
But I think that there is a little bit more to it. Stick around. We'll share. It's about the Bears next here on The Score.